Joining me in a studio, Claudine Ullman.
Hello.
Well, you know what, let's decide that afterwards. And Nick Rabinowitz. Nick, a very, very good morning. How are you?
Hi, shalom, shalom.
Look at
Manishma. That.
Say there.
That's all the Hebrew we have for hi.
Well, it's more than I know, so there we go. You know, I actually feel quite racially profiled there. Between the two of you, because you know that you didn't have to come in here and speak Hebrew just because.
Last time I mentioned something kosher on your show, and then you were like, you feel racially profiled because I said all Chai listeners were kosher.
Yeah, yeah.
How are we? Come on.
I think there's a deep seated prejudice. It's almost like an internalized racism. What do you think?
I agree.
Huh? No. I think we gotta chill. We gotta chill, Harry.
All right, we can do that. We can do that. And you know what? It's actually much easier also because mostly we don't have electricity, so there's really not much else we can do.
Load shedding.
I actually find that most times I come here, I have to speak Yiddish, or at least try and understand Yiddish. That's the only show I'm usually
Kanan
on.
Horror.
Oh, is that what they normally invite you on to the Yiddish show?
Yeah. Am I on? Can I even?
Yeah, we
hear
can.
Myself.
I can't hear myself, but tell us something in Yiddish.
Big advantage.
That voice is very irritating.
So Nick, how is your Yiddish?
Yiddish is bad, but I'm improving. I'm taking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on season 2 of Shtisel.
How brilliant is Shtisel?
Yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant. Howard, have you been watching it, right?
No, I left my Strimal at home. I haven't been able to do it yet.
No. You seriously haven't watched Shtisel?
Not yet. Give me time.
You need to watch Shtisel.
You know, I will cancel work today and I will just spend my day watching Netflix.
Is a Strimal Netflix? I'm just going to film.
I don't even know what she's saying.
No, that's what I'm asking Howard, because he said he left his Strimal at home.
Right, now Strimal's that big furry hat.
Oh.
Right, that's, you know, you need to...
I'm being educated on Chai today.
Oh, really? That thing. Yes. The hat.
Nick also didn't know.
When you go down to the Koytel at the Shabbos, you wear the big warm hat.
Exactly.
Right.
In the middle of summer.
In case of a sudden blizzard, one never knows. It's Israel's answer to the Boy Scouts.
I don't know. I don't know when Judaism became a fancy dress-up party.
I think it was in Eastern Europe. That's where it all
happened. Yeah, it all started in the shtetl.
Come Halloween. Mm-hmm. What do people who wear strimals normally do? They take them off and they wear normal clothes.
All right, Karen says Shtisel is the best. You have to watch it. All right, but apparently there's some shows coming up. So can we talk about those just for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a great show called Artificially Infeminated.
Love that title.
Absolutely
love the title.
What was the inspiration for that, Claudine?
So a lot of my comedy is about my husband and the way.
It's poor.
Really poor guy. He's married to a comedian.
Right.
But he came up with the title and I was like, genius.
That is genius.
So I have to give it to him.
Yes.
It is going to be really, really fun. And it's.
Which is what you did want from a comedy show, right?
It is. Right. And I play a few characters.
Uh-huh.
I've brought them today, boy. This is Gaza Mofsevitz, he's head boy of Linksfield. He'll be there.
I actually went on Maccabi with his brother Jared.
Yeah, and then we've got Dr. Shirley Rubenstein, sexpert to the stars. She'll be there as well, Shirley.
She sounds like Helen from Chai FM.
You've got Yiddish issues.
I'm Helen's cousin. I'm Helen's first cousin twice removed. So it's going to be really exciting because I'm doing quite a lot of character comedy and quite a lot of clowning and stand up. So it's a whole mix, really.
When is it happening?
Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we believe in that. God forbid.
Who's we? You and your husband?
I mustn't make broad statements.
Right. I'm just wondering who you're representing when you make that statement.
I meant me and my husband.
Oh,
but,
okay.
It's going to be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Awesome.
At Pop Art.
Oh, so I happen to have tickets now for another show on Saturday night. Should I cancel those?
Well, why don't you come on Thursday? What are you and your wife doing?
Oh, we don't believe in Valentine's Day.
Well, that's why you should come. That's why you should come.
He plans on non-artificially inseminating his wife that night.
Listen, well, that can happen after the show. No guarantees.
We have five kids. So, like, I don't know that
so
we need to go.
You are, to borrow a phrase from Mark Winkler, Jewish by penetration. Or are you by birth?
Alrighty, and tell us about your show on Saturday. Well, I happen to be coming to your show on Saturday night, Nick.
Oh, really?
Well, what do you think?
That's amazing.
Are the two of you competing?
We're not competing at all. Also, Nick's show, Dry White, is one of the most fantastic things I have ever seen. It's so bloody hilarious. And I'm hopefully going to be opening.
Yeah, when are you opening for me?
I don't know. We got to discuss. Okay,
well, it can't be Saturday night, presumably.
It can't be Saturday night.
Okay, well, that's disappointing. Could have been two for the price of one. This is a proper bargain on a Jewish show.
It is a matinee.
Guess who's doing the matinee?
There you go.
When?
Saturday, 6 p.m.
So hold on, and it's where?
At the theater.
I start walking from Glen Hazel at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. I can do get to the matinee, right?
Well, it depends if you're using the Zimmer frame or you're walking with art assistance.
He's wearing his Strymal and Zimmer frame. It's hard.
That's like the Jewish crowbar gang.
Nick, where is your show?
My show's at the Auto and General Theater on the Square. I sometimes say the theater on the square, and then if Daphne Kuda's listening, she gets very upset. Nikita, we've been sponsored for years by Auto and General. Please mention them. And it's at the Nelson, if you've never left Glen Hazel, it's at the Nelson Mandela Sandton Square.
Do you have to cross over Lubota to get there?
That I don't know, because I'm from Houghton.
Oh.
Well, he's actually from Cape Town. That's why he
I was just
know.
Living in Houghton for this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
He has no idea. But also, a lot of people are quite concerned that my show is in Maboneng, right?
Let's address that. Can we talk about that, please?
Because Maboneng happens to be one of...
Let's talk about the white elephant in the room.
My favorite places in the world.
Not even the Uber will go to Maboneng.
No, don't say that. Listen, Howie, this is why it's good to have... to be a Jew and to have Jewish friends. My best friend's husband is general manager of Uber South Africa. So we have an Uber promo code.
Oh, rubbish. Really?
I swear on my life.
For your show?
For my show.
What?
An Uber promo code? No, so it's Jittery Citizens. It's a Jittery Citizens code. But what that means is if you are a first-time Uber user, you are going to get to come to the show for free because it's 200 rand. And if you're living in Sandton, come on. That's not even 200 rand, kid.
Where do you find a first time Uber user?
I was just trying to think, where can we find one of those?
But yes, it's true. Where do you find a first time Uber user? But we had to make some sort of plan. So I think, and also, if you are worried about coming to Maboneng, you maybe are.
Claudine, seriously,
Robbie Vedetsky. I think he is a first-time user.
Yeah.
I ask this seriously. Is it a concern? Are you finding resistance for people coming to Maboneng?
Big time.
Really?
I got married in Maboneng, actually, and it's actually a really gentrified, awesome area.
It's the most beautiful, unbelievable place.
It's such
the
an
energy is phenomenal. It is.
Yeah. And the truth is if you are Ubering to and from and you're going on the highway, you're absolutely fine. I mean, I'm there every single week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a real
just
pity,
saying
though.
First time Uber user.
So are you performing in the Bioscope?
No. So I'm performing at Pop Art Theatre, which is next door. It's underneath 12 Decades Hotel. It's an awesome, tiny little intimate theater. It's like so beautiful. And,
How tiny? Can it fit in an audience?
It can fit in an audience of 80. So tiny, but like intimate. We're going to get to know each other and we're going to have lots of fun.
Okay. You see, you just lost me at intimate. I can't. You know, don't.
What? It's not a good marketing.
I know, but I don't want to feel that you're lying next to me on the pillow either.
You can sit in the the back row.
Fine. All right.
Remember,
fine.
It's artificially inseminated. She's using a test tube. There's no lying down.
There's no touching.
And it's going to cost me, what, like 30,000 a pop. But, you know, no, I find that there's this thing lately in marketing and a lot of these talks, because I do a lot of these motivational talks and a lot of workshops with people and companies and people throw around the word intimate and it makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to go to a talk that's intimate.
I mean, I do. If it's like, if you're really getting to connect with the comedian, like even a 200 seater for Nick, that's an intimate show. You know, you're going to get up close and personal.
I'm just telling you that right now. I'm coming with 22 of my friends. We really are. There are 22 of us coming on Saturday night and no intimacy, if you don't mind.
Well, how do you define intimacy?
Well, you know, so I'll tell you. So yeah. Once, and you know what? It's obviously a deep-seated issue here as well, because my wife likes to drag me to marriage enrichment things. Apparently our marriage is not enriched enough. So yes. After 28 years, we keep working on this. And she knows if she's going to take me to something, she has to sort of black out the word intimacy, because once we went to this rabbi. I'm not even joking. He arrives with a guitar.
For Valentine's Day.
We don't believe in Valentine's Day. He arrives with a guitar, and we had front row seats because that's how excited we were about this whole thing. And this guy was talking to us like this. And I said to my wife, the guy, honestly, it feels like he's lying next to me on this pillow. I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do pillow talk with this rabbi. You know, some of them don't have a great reputation. And it just was very uncomfortable. So that's it. We don't
disclaimer. I've seen Nick's show. I know my show. There's no pillows anywhere. Am I right, Nick? Nobody's going to be lying down at any point.
I'm really only kidding. Oh, I'm not.
You have some pillow talk.
I'm not even taking myself that seriously.
I do actually do a bit on pillow talk.
Oh, really?
But it's very funny.
In my marriage, pillow talk is, did you put the second nappy on before you put it down? And was the bum cream?
Already,
did
Nick?
You put the bum cream on?
Right. It's a sad state of affairs when that's the pillow talk.
Did you give him
10
mils
right?
of Nurofen? Otherwise he's not going to sleep. But it's not, it doesn't have a temperature. But
yeah, no, just in case. One never knows.
So Nick, if Howard is in the front row, will you be picking on him?
Oh. I generally find it difficult to pick on people I know.
Yeah, you can't. There's like a hidden rule as a comedian. You can't do that. You can't.
It's just, I don't know, because I don't know. It's weird, but I can if you would like.
I would very much. Thank you.
Well, he is bringing 22 people, so you've got a.
Yeah, I'll give you a list beforehand.
Big group of people to pick
on. I think I'd rather pick on the people you'd like me to pick on. You just send me, email me.
I'll do that. I think
that's a list of names.
Yeah, you're the top three.
So Nick, what's your show about?
Well, this show is written during the drought, the Cape Town drought.
Oh, we didn't hear about that.
And, well, basically, spoiler alert.
What that, show is this?
The unwashed masses are coming.
It rained, and then I had to write new jokes, which you guys will be pleased to know about because you didn't care that much.
Not really, no. Well, we did because we couldn't decide whether to go to Cape Town play it, Cape Town play.
Come on.
It was difficult to decide. You know?
It was a very hard decision, my darling.
It was really, really wasn't easy. So we did both. But it was
so it's about all sorts of other stuff other than the drought as well.
Post-drought.
Staying woke. Post-40.
Oh wow, it's hard to be
it's
woke.
Hard, eh?
It's hard to be woke and lit post 40.
It is.
You have to choose one of
it's
the two.
It's hard to be woke and lit.
And on fleek.
Post 20. So or this no. is, this yeah. is
Are
a
you
feat.
On fleek, Claude?
I'm not.
She's on meds, but not on fleek.
Yes, I'm on medication.
Yeah, done not
That's for sure. I am neither. I try to be both, especially as a youth. Of the country. I'm still a millennial.
Are you?
Believe it or not,
really?
I am. I'm 32.
Because you're live on, what are you
I'm
live on?
Live
oh, is that why you haven't put
we
this
have
phone
three.
Down?
We have
I was
three
wondering.
Viewers.
Which platform are we live on?
Three
on Instagram.
Instagram live.
And everybody's on.
I didn't know
they had one. How do we know if Claudini's really a millennial? She's holding her phone. If she was a true millennial, she'll be videoing herself, not the rest.
Well, we don't know which camera she's
Howie,
on because she can be flipping. She's
this
flipping.
Is when you
she's
know.
Flipping. Okay.
Yeah. I'm flipping. This is when you know.
I hear she does that a lot with her husband.
She identifies with a camera other than the one she was assigned at the beginning of the Facebook Live.
Oh, please, can we not do that? All right. So, a genuinely a serious question. I covered three stories this morning. One was about a pair of shoes. Was it Katy Perry's got a brand of shoes? She produces a shoe. It's got like little faces on it. One sort of a nude color shoe. The other one's a black shoe. And of course, she has to withdraw the shoes because of the blackface reference. That story. story number one. Story number two is Bloomingdale's in America have a t-shirt, which they are on one of their mannequins. And it's quite a cool looking t-shirt, faded the whole look, and it says fake news. And people, of course, the New Yorkers were completely outraged, because what that does is it undermines the genuine art of journalism and the integrity of all journalists, so they had to remove it. Story number three, Esquire magazine is running a series of looking at the youth, and they start off with a 17-year-old white male from a deeply Republican area in Wisconsin or something, and they talk about his sense of alienation growing up as a white male, what are some of the things he deals with. The next one, apparently they're going to be dealing with a young woman, they're dealing with young black kids, and they're dealing with LGBTQ+, etc. But the criticism leveled at Esquire was that their first expose was on a white kid. And of course, Esquire, now lots and lots of controversy around this. How do we deal? I mean, as comedians, whose job it is effectively to push that envelope and to try and poke fun and make us laugh at ourselves and the absurdity of how we live, you're putting yourself at risk all the time. Can I get different answers from both of you?
Nick, you go sure. First.
Oh, there we go. Yes, we're not going to do the normal women first.
This is Nick going first, and then I'll decide what I'm going to
answer.
Sorry?
Let us just hospital pass that to someone else.
Well, you know, I don't know if this answers the question, but the last time I went to Grahamstown, I read a review of my show, which I shouldn't. I don't normally like to read the reviews, but and the young millennial reviewer said that my show stood out like a sore thumb against the themes of wokeness and disruption.
Okay, was that a compliment, do you think?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you are 40.
Yeah, yeah. So I felt that I needed to do something about that when I started writing this show that I'm doing now.
Right.
So I hired a crack team of, I managed to find, could you believe it, a crack team of black lesbian paraplegic feasmist for activist comedy writers.
That's very fortunate. Very, very fortunate.
There's only three of them in the whole industry.
Well, but they were too expensive.
Yes. Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah. I just asked Kate Pinchuk, actually.
Oh, that's great. Okay, yeah. Cool. She's given you woke advice.
All right, and she's also from Cape Town, so that's how woke she is. Because us Joburgers are not naturally as woke
really?
As the Cape Town. Never.
I don't know. You spend a lot of time with woke people.
I do. I mean, most of my friends, because I am a white female comedian, most of my friends are young, black, and in their 20s. Does she just say
some of her best friends are black? That's what I just heard.
How woke is that, guys? Yeah. Come on.
Well, no. The biggest surprise was apparently she's a woman female comedian. Who knew?
Who knew? Especially when I walked in this morning.
All right. So Nick, your answer that you didn't really give, but
right.
Yeah, this is a hard question.
I'm trying
to
bring some of those things into the comedy. Talk about. Let me ask
you very, very simply. Are you sometimes fearful of the reaction to some of your comedy? Let's put it that way, given the context that I provided.
Yeah, but I've had that fear for many years about other things. So it kind of morphs into a different thing.
So and then you've got a whole anxiety.
I better talk about male privilege now.
Also, people are going to get offended
whatever
you're talking about. So the truth people are easily offended. So
welcome to my
as
world,
long
yeah.
as you're sticking, this is my rule. As long as I'm sticking to comedy that's true to me and I really find funny and I personally doesn't offend me, do it.
So can
you're going to get hate mail anyway.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
And it's better than no mail.
Yeah.
Mail, M-A-I-L.
And as long as you're not writing your piece looking to offend.
No, but the real question is, can you be funny in a world of political correctness? Or do you just say, I actually just don't care?
I think you can be funny, but only in an intimate venue.
Sorry, Howard.
All right, because there's no doubt in my mind that South Africans are properly funny.
I actually mean that, by the way. And that's where, when we talk about an intimate space.
Right.
We're talking about, the physical space normally.
Yeah.
Where 80 people is actually the perfect amount of people, 100 max.
Yes. Right.
And you really create this environment where you can talk about all sorts of things.
It's an energy because it's almost like you're sitting with a group of friends rather than an audience.
Correct. And then everyone gets the context as well. It's not, you're not tweeting that joke. We're there with you. We get where you're coming from.
But
and that's why we like it.
So it's a different type of comedy, really.
Let's face it, if you're going to be artificially inseminated, you don't want to be inseminated by more than 80 people in one night.
No, you don't.
Not again.
And not in the front
not
row.
Not like the last time, yeah.
But I think like 80 to 100 is a great way to work a show. Like this is also my first one-woman show. You know, I've been working it for the last 3 years, literally. But great to like test it out in a small audience.
You can even go for the special needs crowd, dude. So for 3 years it's taken you to do this.
3 years. Well, I mean, it's taken you how long to write the show, Nick? 20 years?
Yeah.
You know, you use everything that you can draw on. So I'm still working the show. I'm starting my South African tour with the show and next year overseas.
Wow.
Yeah, awesome. We're going big, kids.
The South African tour that starts in Mamboneng and moves to Sandton.
Yes, Howie, you're invited to both. You get free tickets to both.
Howie, can I tell you, I actually went to, after Gilly and Claudine came into the show probably last year, towards the end of last year, I actually went to go watch their three-woman show. And it was
Thunderbirds!
Unbelievable evening.
It was fantastic.
It really was funny.
Thank you. And even with Thunderbirds, we're growing and we're changing. And every single time we do the show, it gets better and it gets different and the format changes because we're testing it out on small, intimate audiences. Howard hasn't seen it yet.
You should be a guinea pig.
I should try that. Time is 8:52. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. We'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Well, so are we going to give away tickets?
I would love to. Especially because my show is in Mamboneng. Desperate for people to come.
No, okay, look, something you need help with the marketing. It is so busy, this show, that it is so busy that you better grab these last few tickets.
Honestly, the only night that I'm really struggling with, really, Thursday we basically full. Mm-hmm. The only night I'm struggling with is Shabbos, you know, Friday night. Who performs on a Friday? So
can't you come to people's homes rather on a, because if you can come to us,
Rabbi Akiveman's invited us for Shabbos.
I would, but I think that's a little bit too intimate. Yeah, I mean, Howard, would you like me to come to your Shabbos this Friday?
Yeah, I think that'll be very, very nice.
Very intimate though.
Yeah, no, but Friday night tables, that's
different.
All right. Yeah,
that
so many of them, it's never intimate in Howard's family.
It is true, not for years. Right, time is 8:56. So how are we giving away tickets? So what's your question?
So I would like people to follow me on Instagram. @Claudine_Ullman.
So what's Instagram?
She's not going to make this easy. Your now someone's got a phone, their grandson, and he's at work.
You can follow me on any social media, and all you have to do is you have to #, artificially inseminated.
Alternatively, all you got to do is send me the name of the show on 34519 or 061-895-1019. And it will be a very, very nice gesture to also follow on Instagram. Give us your Instagram handle again.
Claudine_Ullman. Mm-hmm. Ullman spelt the same as Tracy. Talent, the same as Tracy.
I hope better.
I think she's hilarious. Tracy, I grew up on Tracy Ullman. She is the wealthiest female comedian in Britain.
Have you seen her Judi Dench?
No, I haven't seen her.
Oh, she's
Judy.
So great.
Guys,
really?
She's so
ridiculous.
Great. We're going to send you clips. She's so good.
Okay,
I feel like I should also offer tickets. I don't want to seem like a schnorrer now.
Yes, come on, Nick.
All right. So, Nick Rabinovitz says, now your show's Nick, just to tell me again, it is when?
It is from tonight at the Theatre on the Square in Sandton for 10 nights, 7 of which are sold out. There are still some tickets for tonight. So should we give away tickets
fantastic.
For tonight?
Fantastic.
That's
right. Unbelievable.
345-019.
I am serious.
What's the question? Do we ask it?
The question.
How do you spell my first name? That's going to...
Nobody's going to get tickets.
Nobody's going to get it.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, why are you not coming to Monte Cassino? Why are you making...
making us schlep.
Exactly.
And I was there a few months ago.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's also nice to get a different crowd and a different audience.
Yeah. Sandton to Four Ways.
I promise you, it's different. What is wrong with Johannesburg? Going to Monty and different people can't going to be. Daphne's Theatre. I promise and you.
Too much traffic. You can't get to Monty.
And very Maboneng. Different people okay, going
wait.
To Maboneng.
We've got, literally got 2 minutes. If right. we want to give away two tickets, I need. How do you spell
what,
Nick?
What is the title of Nick's show? Dry White.
Exactly. Yeah.
And follow Nick on Instagram.
Follow me to Shul on Saturday.
Yeah, and and the CSO will be just behind you. All right, so you're going to have to send them in. We're going to look at those after the show. Lindiwe will give you a call if you have one, because we don't really have any time to be able to call out answers. And I'm actually worried. We have been having intermittent issues with our lines today. I'm suspecting it's got something to do with the fact that we have no electricity in many parts of Johannesburg. I'm not sure if we've got electricity in this building. I mean, I know
no,
the lights
are on.
The
generator.
Are we on the generator?
We did not. Yeah. You looked lovely in the glow of the candlelight.
I do get that a lot. I do get
We've
that.
Been preparing
did you say the brocha?
Definitely. I blessed him and we had no carb challah.
It's Sivanu.
Okay, so the one of the one answer did come through. That's Shulamit. You get two tickets to tonight's Nick's Dry White. So, well done to you. Other ones.
Who is that?
That is from Shulamit.
Shulamit, okay. We're gonna.
Is it pouring in for me? Are the answers
they
pouring
are pouring,
in for me?
Pouring in for you. No, just to tell you, we have, this has been going on all morning. Like some of the messages come through, hardly anything is coming through. It's just, working very, very sporadically. So please
I'm not offended at all. Well, I'm very excited for people to come.
Excellent.
It's going to
That'll
be great.
Be fantastic.
It's going to be great.
And you know what? I think you're right. We've got to actually take on this and get people down to Maboneng, because we're losing our
You know what people said when I first performed in Joburg many years ago? They didn't know who I was or what I was doing, but they said, he's one of us. We must support him. Now, whether you are or not, I don't want to racially stereotype any of your listeners, but go and support Claudine Orman, okay?
Thank
She's amazing
first,
and funny
first
and brilliant.
First one-woman show, guys. In 20 years, I'm going to be here selling tickets and be like, oh, look who I'm helping, this little nebbisher newbie comedian.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And go ahead and support. It is 9 o'clock. Hope you have a fantastic day. I believe it is raining and it is load shedding out there. Just keep it together. Keep calm.